Chaotic Radio live with four of the five members of Quiet Drive. Let's go around the room and introduce ourselves real quickly.
It's Kevin.
I'm Drew.
Justin.
I'm Brandon.
All right, let's start with the easiest question, guys. How was the band formed?
Oh, it's really simple. Whenever a group of musicians has a really good time playing together, some sort of chemistry that evolves from it. And we started, like, we met each other probably like 7 years ago. And we didn't really actually form the Quadra that you know now until about 5 years ago. So, but we all met I met everybody through Brandon, and then he knew these guys from school. So, and they had been playing together, and I kind of joined up with them. A little bit later.
See, that's a boring answer. I like to say eHarmony.com.
You guys all found each other on eHarmony, a little Craigslist action?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, it's eHarmony, not Craigslist.
Oh, gotcha. It's better.
Smoking rock band, drummer needed. Apply today.
So, was it hard for you guys to find, like, the perfect pieces or whatever, a moment where you thought maybe you knew somebody else would be better in the band than who's in the band now? In the beginning, not so much now, but as you guys started off, did you have other people in mind maybe get in the band?
We went through a lot of... I mean, me, Drew, and Justin were trying out a lot of singers at the time, and none of them really clicked until we actually tried out Kevin, so...
That's an understatement.
Yeah, very much so an understatement.
I've always personally wanted John Bon Jovi instead of Kevin. I would like to make a trade.
This is a minor trade.
They said there was this one kid that just came in and, like, knelt down and sang.
In like the Olympic...
I'm about to start...
100-meter dash.
...type of position.
Yeah. That was
That's
bizarre.
That's how he sang the whole practice.
And there was another guy that tried out who was taller than Justin, which is just ridiculous, because Justin's 6'5", and I'm like 4'7". So being in a band with Justin and this other dude never would have worked for me.
They used to have this other drummer before I joined. Brandon played bass, and Drew sang. Drew was the lead singer, which is funny, but anyways.
Funny, yeah, like an awesome kind of way.
Like awesome kind of way. They had this old drummer, and I don't know, they treated him like crap, and they staged a breakup. To get rid of him.
Yeah, it's a stage of breakup.
Wait, we can't tell anybody that.
It was like an episode of The Real World.
Oh, he was going to hear that. Like, he hasn't figured it out.
He probably got on when, like, 2 days. 2 days after the old band was done, new one started with all the same people except for him.
Yeah, let's be honest. I mean, let's just be completely honest with each other. You were, like, 16 years old, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably were breaking up with girlfriends through text messages at that point.
I don't know if text messaging had been invented yet.
Yes, it had been.
You needed the Rosetta Stone in order to send a text message at that point.
Well, obviously, you guys have had a lot of success in the past couple of years. How has touring changed from the beginning to where you guys are now?
Not really a whole lot. We're way more experienced than we were when we first started. When we first started touring, we'd lose a lot of stuff. Well, actually, we still lose a lot of stuff. But I'd like to think that we kind of seasoned our minds to know what to expect when we go on the road, and we seasoned our minds to know what to expect when we come back for the road. So the biggest changes we needed to make when we go on the road versus coming back are just keeping a straight head, and that's just tough to do sometimes.
I think it started with not a lot of drinking, then there was a lot of drinking, and now it's kind of scaled back down because we're all getting older, at least for some of us, and, like, becoming real adults. And I think the other major change is there's a lot more airplanes.
I don't want to sound like that guy, but I still drink a lot.
You still drink a lot.
Am I that guy?
You're kind of that guy. There's a lot more airplanes, and I don't like flying very much, which inspires more drinking on the airplane.
How often are you guys actually on the road as opposed to this kind of downtime? What's, like, the ratio for that?
No, I would say it's about 50-50. We enjoy... I mean, the two best parts of what we do is being in the studio and performing, and that's what we get to split our time between, so it's pretty awesome.
And, like, what's the furthest way you guys have been from your hometowns as far as touring goes?
Well, we just got back from Japan and the Middle East.
Which is actually further.
Iraq's further away.
We were in Iraq for a week and a half.
Iraq's probably further away.
And how was that? Did you guys have to, like, wear vests and stuff like that? I mean, how was the Iraq experience?
It was great, man. We're probably the only group of people you'll ever meet that had a good time in Iraq. But it was cool because I personally never really felt like we were in danger. The military took great care of us, and you will never have a more appreciative group of people that, you know, they were just so happy that we were there and willing to come over and entertain them, because quite honestly, I would say 80% of the people we met over there are more bored than anything else. There's just nothing to do.
I mean, usually at a show, you have, like, drinks, and you'll have, like, cocktails, or you'll have at least, you know, people that, you know, have been drinking or whatever, but in Iraq, you can't drink. There's no alcohol allowed. So it was like the most sober show from us and the crowd that we've ever played in our life. And so it was a different experience. Way more kind of like military, I guess you could say.
And how were the fans in Japan?
Fans in Japan are insane. I mean, they would follow us to the train station and just to spend more time with us. And in between, like, as soon as you're done performing a song, it's dead silence. And it's just out of respect because they want to hear what you have to say. And then the next song starts, bam, they go crazy again. And when they go crazy, they're you know, twice as crazy as anybody I've ever seen over here. So
it was
pretty
really
great.
Cool, too, that, like, they would learn the words of the songs, even if they didn't understand them. They would still learn the words to all the songs and sing along. And there was this one guy at our first Tokyo show that I remember, he kind of stuck out because he was really tall and in the front. And he was singing along, but it was like, you know, when you don't know the words and you're just kind of mouthing. So he's mouthing along, like passionately mouthing along the complete wrong thing. And I just thought that was really funny. I was laughing. Yeah, exactly. You can't see that on the radio, unfortunately, but Kevin just did a great example of that.
One last final question for you guys. If you guys had, like, say, a fantasy tour, what band would you want to bring on with you? Each guys, if you'd pick one act to go along with you, who would it be for a Quiet Drive tour?
Living or dead?
Either.
I would want to go out with the Beatles.
I'd love to tour with the Foo Fighters, but I would like the Lord Jesus Christ playing bass.
That's on the top.
I'm going to have to say, this is tricky. And this is kind of weird, but I kind of want to tour with Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Jesus as the bass, maybe on the drums or something? Or
oh, yeah.
Moses?
Absolutely.
the classic 80 band Toto.
That's lovely. No Jonas Brothers for you guys?
I was thinking about Hannah Montana.
Well, I almost said no strings attached era.
That's huge tour.
Huge.
That'd be huge.
The tour was massive.
Did you go to the show or no?
No, but our guitar player did. He said it was the most amazing show he's ever seen.
And he went with a dude.
Yeah.
Questionable.
Well, Lee, I guess he had a kid though recently, right? So we can't exactly question his maybe a little bit. It's a bit of a cover up.
Jury's still kind of out on that one.
Well, thank you guys for being with us and have a good show tonight.
Thanks, man.